Betches Media presents.
Will you suck
I'm lit.
To fix this water problem?
Sorry to this man.
You can have 100 people in the room.
And I, oh, goodbye, Kyle!
At Betches.
Rise and shine.
Hello and welcome to At Betches. I'm Sammy Fishbein, co-founder and chief creative officer at Betches Media. I'm joined with two other people from Betches.
Yes, I'm Barry Rosenfeld. I am the e-commerce manager here at Betches. I'm excited.
And I'm Sean Kilby. I'm the podcast manager here at Betches. I produce Sammy's many podcasts.
I only have two now.
Dice starts tomorrow. At Betches, technically, is still kind of yours.
Okay.
So explain to people what's going on with this podcast if this is their first episode.
Okay, so if this is your first episode, this used to be the podcast Betch Slapped, where Aileen Jordana and I would basically talk about, you know, our lives and then our ignorant, you know, make ignorant statements about pop culture. But what we want to bring you is a much more comprehensive pop culture in-depth discussion from many people at Betches. And we also kind of just want to give you a little bit of a behind the scenes of like what it's like to work here and kind of, the inside scoop of the office.
It's fun to
different personalities.
At Betches HQ is fun.
Are you just saying that because I'm here?
No, I actually feel this. Barry and I, we have a good time
out there. People come up to me and they're like, I know you're not lying. Like, you love work, right? And I
say, do love
yes.
this place.
Like, I wake up every morning and I'm like,
they had the Institute quiet at, hours from 10 to noon.
That's also
because Barry
because
and I were having too much fun.
I know. Yeah, Barry definitely talks a lot. But I like it.
Which is good.
Can I be honest? Like, I talk a lot. If I were sitting out there, I would be probably the number one problem. So,
do you remember Barry's first day? You, me, and Aileen, Sammy, were crowded around Barry, and she was telling a story about a weird first date that she had.
Yes, I do remember that. And see, I leave.
And I never I knew, I was like, we got to keep her on our hands.
Oh, thank you so much for keeping me.
I just remember thinking like, oh my gosh, she's a great storyteller. This girl
she
could
is.
Be, could right, do stand
up. How excited she's are like, you for this podcast?
Well, today we're trying to focus on celebrity news and there's a lot of good celebrity news going on.
Oh yeah.
Right now. Some of the things we're going to be touching on today, of course, Brad and Jen is the main topic for the week. Mm-hmm. Also, Prince Harry made a public statement. We have a clip from that speech.
OMG.
As well as, did you see the first photos of Meghan Markle in Canada? She can't escape the paparazzi.
Yeah, I mean, if you were a paparazzi, would you be going?
I would be going, finding her, I'd be in Vancouver. And then
Vancouver's great, even
it
you
is,
know,
it's
without
beautiful.
Meghan.
We're also talking about We Wore What versus a Poshmark seller.
Oh,
Barry
yeah.
has lots of thoughts on this as the e-commerce manager. Plus, we have our clown of the week and a couple more interesting topics to talk about today. But before we get into that, let's talk about what's happening at Betches this week. Sammy, you were on the Betches Brides podcast.
I was.
What were you talking about?
I talked about my bachelorette party.
In
Aspen,
aka
serious
Aspen.
FOMO. I had FOMO.
It was not really dramatic.
No, I mean, there was like, you couldn't get back.
Oh, right. I totally forgot about that. So Aileen Jordana and I got stuck for an extra day. Just the three of us. Out of 11 people on the bachelorette party, the only three people whose flight got canceled was the three of us. So we were basically like, all right, what do we do now? So we booked the St. Regis on points and went to the spa and had a nice little early dinner at like literally 5 p.m. And it was just perfect. We had a great time. We bonded, you know, out of because we never get to
that
spend
nice.
Time that
yeah.
is not either like in a group of friends like that we spend the three
or
of
a
us,
meeting
that's like in a group of friends or like a meeting or like at work. So there's never really any like social time for the three of us unless you go out of the way to
that's
make
nice.
It. And then, you know, a higher power forced us to have this time together, and it was actually really nice.
And you, it was a small glimpse of your retirement future.
Yeah, that's what exactly what I was thinking. That like the early bird special
from
dinner
your mouth
in
to
Aspen.
God's
yes.
ears.
If, yes.
That is my goal. That is literally my goal. I really just feel like I need to make more money to have my tastes match my income.
Well, because that hotel is supposed to be like amazing, right?
Oh yeah, I mean it's like so the
Are
amount
you,
that it actually is like per night, not on points, and we booked it like literally last minute is like insane.
When you go to Aspen, are you a skier or a chalet? Do you just
I'm both?
Do you like get hot cocoa and
both.
Around the fire?
I'm both. I'm both.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not a good skier, but I enjoy skiing, so it's kind of humorous.
Same. Yes.
I'm
yeah.
I'm really slow.
I like, can also like
that's fine.
2 hours out there, I'm fine. I can go back inside
Same.
And get warm.
I like going on the bunny hill. It's just what you can do. And it's freeing being on top of the mountain. So it's just like, that's all. And you just do a few more rides.
Sammy,
I only like to go up to lunch when people are like trying to ski after lunch. I'm like, all right, we're done.
Well, the lunch break is just the end of the day for me.
Same.
So you've also been traveling a lot elsewhere.
So I went to Mexico with Avi and his family and a bunch of his family friends. we were at this. Okay, so just fun fact, his family and family friends, or really it's like his dad, are deadheads. So like, you know, the Grateful
really?
Dead.
Yeah.
So I grew up like my parents were really into the Dead as well. So just like a coincidence. So basically, like, the Grateful Dead obviously no longer exists, but John Mayer is a lead singer. John Mayer is a lead singer of Dead and Company, which is like one of the many Grateful Dead revival bands, but they're huge and have like a major
following. Do they have some original members of the Grateful Dead?
They have one original member of the Grateful Dead.
That's all you need.
Yeah, all you need. So it's actually interesting because you have John Mayer, who's like obviously this huge pop star, and then you have like the Grateful Dead guy, who's like obviously huge in the Grateful Dead scene. Mm-hmm. So it's just like a very interesting like band in general. So what they basically do is they have this thing called Playing in the Sand, where in Cancun every year, where they have like three nights of concerts, and you just stay at this all-inclusive resort. So it's basically just like a vacation with concerts at night.
The second glimpse into Sammy's retirement. It's like either a ski chalet with her friends or a Grateful Dead concert on the sand.
It's so funny because it's like you have... First of all, it's like not cheap. So you have all these like old deadheads who are like
the rich dead,
probably like the hippies,
hippies.
But yeah, it's like a little bit of like a chill Coachella vibe, like the way they have, like, you know what I mean. It's, and the concerts are literally on the beach, so you're standing on the in the water while you're watching it.
I love that.
So nice. It's so fun.
You got some very good content.
Thank you.
Very nice pictures.
Thank you. Well, you know, it's all to the service of At Betches Travel, our newly launched travel vertical. Yeah, even though I didn't really cover that.
Barry, you were tagged in a Betches Travel post
this morning. I just saw it. I tweeted something.
That account was taken off.
I spend some time in the airport, and it's always like, whether you
are you going somewhere?
When I travel, you travel. If you're by yourself, the time is just like, you're like, did I eat? Do I eat again?
Yes.
I need to have a snack? Do I have enough snacks? Did I drink?
Constant
eating. And then you end up spending more money and eating more than you would if you just went to work that day.
Yeah.
You know?
I spent $100 on airport sushi yesterday.
What?
Sammy.
And so sake. Wow.
And okay.
Did you bring all the people from the concert?
No.
Guys, when I retire, I want to be Sammy's assistant.
Totally.
Because when you retire.
Sammy,
when
you retire. Even more money to afford Barry, though.
I know. Like, I know. You want to come places?
Yeah, this is great. I'll take your picture.
Oh my, yeah.
This could work.
The last thing we have to promote what's going on at Betches, make sure that you subscribe to the Bachelor Breakdown newsletter. Go to betches.co/Bachelor Breakdown. Barry, I know you're following The Bachelor.
It's a great newsletter, by the way.
It's really good.
It is good.
It has actual funny shit in it and like actual information. It's not just like, oh, read our shit. It's like actual new takes in the newsletter.
Right.
So you can get information. Yeah. I haven't enjoyed a newsletter this much since the Betches Sub newsletter.
Which I get every day in my inbox.
Which you should also subscribe to betches.co/sub. Sign up. We have all the impeachment goods. We'll talk about impeachment later.
Absolutely.
I actually started on Shop when the season started, just like doing random recaps on Shop so people can like just see my face. Yeah, in stories. And like, I just make like a drinking game last night. It was like fun. People were like, oh my God, this is like a fun account to follow.
Yeah, you're a pop culture maven.
You really are. God, you're so well-versed, Barry. Oh, how would you rate this season so far after three episodes of The Bachelor?
Okay, that's a strong
question. 1 to 10. How would you rate it?
How would I rate
it? Yeah, like compared with other seasons for people who maybe haven't watched yet.
I'm not comparing to other seasons, just this season alone. And next week, there seems to be a lot of drama coming. I'm thinking a 6.
Oh, okay. So it's fine so far.
It's fine.
Are you watching it tonight?
So I watched the first episode and then I half paid attention to the second episode. I actually think it's a good season.
It is.
It's
fine right now. I think it's funny because I have to go back into the mindset of being 23.
Yeah.
That's the issue. Mm-hmm. And so I could do that.
Is Champagne Gate the new fence?
Good
it's
question,
over.
But,
it like
but
ended.
But that's the thing, because the fence jump with Colton was lasted, like, 2 seasons ago.
It was weeks and weeks of the fence.
It went to almost the end of the whole season.
But next week looks, so he's on a date, just really quickly, he's on a date with this girl.
Which girl?
In articles who was a quote unquote homewrecker.
Gotcha.
That one. Uh-huh. You know how they go on dates and there's always like an artist, like a singer?
Yeah.
That singer, they show her running off. She dated him.
Pete?
No. Chris, oh my God, I can't remember the guy's name.
The girl dated the singer.
When the curtains open and they are on this date, her and Peter, like, she dated
that. You know
what?
ABC is a messy shit.
They are good at this. Like, any singer in the world. Any singer.
Or any country singer, because they can only really get country singers for that segment.
Her ex. Come on.
Like a real ex, or she just went on a date with
him? We'll see.
Oh my gosh. That is juicy. And I don't even mean to be advertising for next week's episode. But I do mean to be advertising for The Bachelor Breakdown at bachelor.co/bachelorbreakdown, where we'll break down this moment.
And a new episode of The Bachelor with Kay and Derek is out today. Yes. So go check that out.
They recorded this morning.
Yeah, they're great.
Killing it. Okay, so let's talk about Brad and Jen. This is what everybody came for. Barry, can you please give us a brief synopsis of what went down this weekend between Brad Pitt and Jennifer
Aniston? I've never been more here for this moment. And can I just say really quickly, I can't, because we're going to get so much about
emotional.
No, because there's so much like the cheating and he cheated on her, blah, blah. We'll get there. It's fine. But just in this moment, it's so good to
see. There's a lot of
emotion here. I was telling Sean, they were, because there's so many couples back and forth in Hollywood. It's been
America's
so long.
Sweethearts.
They were Hollywood's it couple. Like, look at the pictures that are just swarming already. They are, I'm sorry, the way he was looking at that screen, whether that was just a random picture that they snapped, that was... Anyone should look at their girl the way he was.
I will say, I can't believe how much I care about this. I actually care.
Because it almost looks so beyond genuine that they have feeling. I'm sorry. I think in her head, there's always that one. There's that one. And
they
for
always
her,
come back.
They're each other's one.
But explain what happened this weekend.
You believe in soulmates, Barry?
Well, if I did, I think I might have one by now. So we'll get there. Hold on.
You're in time. I believe
in soulmates for some people.
Mm-hmm. For Brad and Jen.
So anyway, two nights ago, I believe
Rachel Green is my soulmate, but she's fictional.
The SAG Awards were on Sunday night, and they are both up for awards this season. They are both up for, what was it, the Golden Globes?
So Brad won for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
And she won for The Morning Show. Uh-huh. Last award show, though, Golden Globes a few weeks ago, he won, and she was just nominated. She didn't win, unfortunately. But it was just bound to happen, and it's so crazy. You know what? I had an epiphany last night. Imagine they show up to the Oscars together.
Hand in hand. Oh, that would be amazing.
Can you imagine that would be Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
So they both won awards. He was backstage holding his award as she gave her acceptance speech.
Yes.
So there's footage of him watching it, kind of like a loving husband, to be honest with you. Like, he actually
was
happy.
Loving husband for like 10 years until he cheated on
true,
her.
True. And then when she so came back, sad. We do not have any video footage of them together backstage.
Yes. Well, not video, but photo.
Not video, but
multiple.
We have photos, and these photos have been analyzed.
I think there is
analyzed.
A video. These photos of them are almost what like a normal person like me would strive for, what my engagement photos would look like. Yeah. They were so candid and real.
Okay. Also, the dress she was wearing, speaking of engagement, was like originally the kind of wedding dress I wanted.
Yes.
But then I was like, this
and it was white.
This
she
only
always,
looks good on her.
Yes. She only wears black, and she wore white that night. Oh my God. And her nipple, Rachel Green,
her
nipples were
hard. Oh my God. So on brand for Jen Aniston.
How do they stay hard?
I don't know, but she can do no wrong. It's like crazy.
She wears like a special cold bra that stays cold.
No.
She puts
in
it in the
Friends,
freezer.
Her nipples were always cold because of the room.
I don't know this, Barry.
So maybe she just has sensitive nipples.
Maybe.
She could be.
Get going here.
It's one of her great talents. Her number one talent is acting. Number two is
comedic timing.
Yes. So that happened, but these two photos, one of them is the two of them kind of smiling right
like
before an embrace.
About something, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the other one is her walking away. And the one of
with
her walking
hands.
Away. Oh, with
it is
the
a
hands.
Grip. It is a grip.
So he's
has.
Holding her wrist, which is such, I mean, that is one of the great moves of all time.
Oh my God.
I mean, can you imagine Brad Pitt grabbing your wrist?
I'm sure she's had her wrist grabbed by him many times.
She has, but it's been a decade since he grabbed her wrist that way. But also her finger. Is under his lapel.
Yes,
maybe
it
just
is.
Got caught.
But it had to be under the lapel.
I'm getting
at some
chills
point.
Because this is.
I have too. It's weird.
Oh, God.
Okay, here's what's like more striking to me is like, why is everyone so obsessed with this? Like, I'm obsessed with this.
Because they're Hollywood.
When I saw it,
it.
I stared at the photo. I was like in shock. But then Jared Fried's take was basically like, if this were your friend, you'd be like, she's insane.
Speaking of that, one more detail, Courtney Cox. Her best friend on camera and off, liked the picture. Now, like what
you're... Which picture? Like, I don't know.
The one where they're hugging.
On Instagram.
No, there's a lot. There's
a celebrity
posted one of
those two pictures on Instagram, and she liked
exactly
it.
Exactly what you just said. It's like a friend would be like, oh, no, but like of all... And now it's probably in their heads. They're probably like, are you kidding? Of all people, they saw that she liked a picture. Oh, my God. Now it's getting even bigger than
it was.
Maybe
it was an accidental tap.
Now, I would argue... if she's liking that photo, maybe she's just liking it because it's her friend's, and that's fine. I will say that Brad Pitt's, he's an amazing actor and he deserved this award. His worst acting performance of all time was the Thanksgiving episode of Friends that he was on, where he played a former fat person and he overdid it with Jennifer Aniston in that scene. We should have seen it coming to an end. But when I saw these pictures, and I know I shouldn't care, but I genuinely want them to get back together.
I know, but I don't know why. I don't know why I want that.
Here's why I think. I think that they represent. They represent to us the one that got away for all of us.
I really think that
they represent kind of, and it could have been for a lot of us, like when you were a teenager or something. This like,
do you
that
remember
puppy love? That idea of like, oh my God, we're going to be together forever.
You've been dating your girlfriend.
I've been a girlfriend for 17 years.
Say it louder for the people in the back.
So who are you talking about?
But like, if I had broken up with her 10 years ago and then I saw her, you do get a flood of emotion.
Right.
When you see an ex.
Right. Because it's in your brain. It's like chemically in your brain.
It's in your brain forever.
Do you remember when the breakup happened?
Yes.
Like, I remember it like it was
yesterday.
Were
you devastated by it?
It was crazy.
Like, he cheated on her with Angelina Jolie, who no one has mentioned. What is that bitch thinking right now?
Mm. Well, there was a meme. It was funny.
Of Maleficent.
Like, it was her head and she's like, I've had a long day.
She's probably like... like, fuck, you deserve him.
She's done with him.
Because I think he was kind of like fucked up and like not like a great guy in their marriage. Like, I think he sort of like was really into like drugs or I think not drugs.
Drinking,
he was always like smoking and drinking and just like generally like not sober like, and like present.
I don't think he's a great adult. I have a feeling that
I'm not a great adult.
And he also, to be fair to him, it's not really fair to do this, but if you're Brad Pitt, I mean, people literally, the phrase
the
is,
torture.
Who am I, Brad Pitt? Like, he is the quintessential hot guy.
He is. Shania Twain.
It's deserved.
It's probably hard to be Brad Pitt and then And then, I mean, because we talk about, like, you got the man got tired of being with Angelina Jolie. But if you're Brad Pitt, people are constantly throwing themselves at you. Like, it's not a normal existence is what I'm saying. So I could see after 5 years, the man just has a hard time maintaining a relationship.
Maybe he just has an empty void that he has not filled and he is seeking how to fill it and he can't.
But why do
as many actors and celebrities do?
I genuinely want him to refill that void.
Me too.
With Jennifer Aniston.
Me too.
What does it say about us that we care about this?
You
so
know,
much,
it's
though?
So funny. If anyone went back to someone after cheating, everyone would be like, "You're an idiot." Yeah. Everyone wants Jen. Everyone's like, "Do it. You guys deserve each other."
I know. I mean, I want him to beg her back publicly. I mean, he almost did, kind of. With
it
that,
kind of felt like it.
I want him to like. Like make a press conference and be like, I made a mistake. And like,
the only issue is there's not some issue. I mean, it's happened before, but he has they have kids together. But I think it's fine. They're divorced, I think.
Yeah.
He got divorced.
It's fine.
And she, see, this is the other reason, because her divorce from Justin Theroux came at almost exactly the same time. So it feels like it's all lining up for them.
I bet you here's the other part that I think no one's saying. This wasn't their like first encounter or time talking or seeing each other.
You're right.
They obviously have had some exchanges.
I don't know.
Oh, for sure.
But they might not have seen each other.
No, they for sure have seen each other. There's no chance that they weren't like at some party together or some mutual friend or something. And there's no chance that they have not exchanged like periodic texts over several like years.
Yeah.
So I think that this is like a, like this could not have happened the first time that they were like really in contact or like in the proximity of each other. This is something that can only have come after like levels of comfort have been achieved.
I think that's been in the news. They have chatted.
Yeah.
Like they've been there for each other.
Oh yeah.
I'll be there for you.
Hold on, we have to move on. I can't.
But I do think that the fact that they are showing warmth towards each other in public is new. That's a new thing. Here's the other thing though.
Wouldn't mind if they got back together, but again, I know that that's like,
but then
I
they
have
can't.
A lot of cognitive dissonance about that.
But then they can't break up again if they do. They just can't.
Well, they will. Yeah. 5 more years and they'll break up again, Barry.
No, they can't.
You want them to live happily ever after.
The American people only have so much patience.
I will also say that the reaction on social media to this has to be the most posted pictures of 2020. I mean, I understand it hasn't been a month yet. But of the decade, this is the biggest.
When I saw it, it's like my finger automatically went to share to story. Like it was like it was like almost a reflexive impulse.
I posted it three times on shop. I did one because I was like caught off guard. I literally was. Then I did another one and I was like, wait, are you kidding? The second picture. And I was like, I'm fucking dead. And then the third one, the next morning that came out of him looking at her, I was like,
people can't get enough.
The one of him looking at her. Well, you know, he is like sort of like a goofy little like dog face. You know what I mean? He just looks like a little puppy watching his like mom. Oh, you know,
he does. He is. We also posted it on Instagram story yesterday and asked people to meme it. My favorite one was Brad Pitt is the big bag of shredded cheese and Jennifer Aniston is you at 3 a.m. That's just great.
Mine was so funny. It was not mine. My favorite one was me looking at my food in the microwave.
Him watching her give her acceptance speech.
Funny. And that then is totally I meme so because like I'm just like hysterical that me in parentheses Brad Pitt watching Jennifer Aniston give her acceptance speech because I'm still in love with her.
Yeah, well,
it was to the point.
That's you. That's your actual heart of hearts. Yeah. Absolutely.
Wait, can we talk about something else that happened Sunday night? Yeah. I don't know if you guys are fans. Curb Your Enthusiasm is back.
I watched it, Sammy.
It was so fucking
and
funny.
And what does he do in that episode? What is he doing in the episode?
He wears a MAGA hat to make people not want to hang out with him.
That's genius. That was great.
And the whole thing with the Harvey Weinstein and the Jeff. I don't want to ruin it for anyone, but I thought this was like one of like the tightest, most cohesive episodes. It was...
The
ever.
Bits were amazing, but there was what I was referring to is then he gets back with his wife,
which
to me is like so Brad and Jeff.
Oh my god!
So it's all money. I watched that one.
Ted Danson is the Angelina Jolie of this situation.
Yes, for Ted Danson. The other show I want you to watch the same. I just have a quick recommendation for you on HBO: Avenue 5.
What's that?
It is a new half-hour comedy starring Hugh Laurie and Josh Gad.
I love him.
And it's like the new, like, you know, it's the companion piece to Curb Your this season. Curb Your Enthusiasm this season. And it is, it's in space. It's so
in
weird.
Space.
It's so weird and it's so funny.
Okay, we so check it out. So it's Curb in space.
Curb in space. It's really basically funny. Curb in space.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been in therapy for years, and nothing has transformed my life quite as much as my therapy experience. And one of the things that I love about therapy is that it gives me all the tools I need to figure out how to manage my time, and also figuring out what depletes me, what gives me energy. Sometimes too much socializing depletes me, so I've learned how to manage the amount of time that I'm going out versus staying in, the amount of new people I'm meeting versus making sure I have that me time for myself, and that's definitely a skill that I've honed in therapy. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Betches today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Betches.
So let's talk about, should we get into Prince Harry right now?
Yeah. Oh, we must.
Absolutely. Okay, so Prince Harry gave his first public speech talking about how he and Meghan Markle moved to Canada for personal reasons. So let's hear just a quick clip of Prince Harry talking about why they moved.
The decision that I have made for my wife and I to step back is not one I made lightly. It was so many months of talks after so many years of challenges. And I know I haven't always gotten it right, but as far as this goes, there really was no other option. What I want to make clear is we're not walking away. And we certainly aren't walking away from you. Our hope was to continue serving the Queen, the Commonwealth, and my military associations, but without public funding. Unfortunately, that wasn't possible.
This is interesting, because I think a lot of what people are focusing on now that they've moved to Canada is how are they going to make money? Like, what okay. are they going to
do? I think they'll be fine. Megan already got a job, like with Disney, I think. They're doing something.
I think that might be a rumor, but like, even if they weren't like somehow milking this thing, they could start a fucking cupcake shop and everyone would go.
You're right.
No one's worried.
Correct. I'm not worried about their money situation.
But what people are, but the tangent of that is that people are focusing on, are they going to be supported by the crown? Because
who cares?
Because the question is the queen going to continue to control them? And this to me says, I mean, I think he's coming out and he's trying to defend his wife and say this is not solely her decision. And B, he's trying to make it clear, like, we're not trying to be supported by the crown anymore.
Right. So I think they will probably end up being, what I've heard is that they're not going to be supported by like taxpayer funds,
right,
but they will be supported by Prince Charles's like almost like his trust, like a trust fund kind. I don't want to say that because I don't want the listeners to take that as and repeat it as that, because I don't know that that's like the actual.
He did inherit $13 million from Princess Diana's estate, which means he's fine.
He's fine. But let's not forget that these, him and his brother, but mostly him, I think, he was always a little bit of a rebel, even as a little boy. He never did. Like, and you know what? It's so funny. It's sad because the people of their country are looking at this as almost a respect thing. They look up to these people. But here's what I was saying, like, to my friends. It's 2020. Life is short. They want to, like, what are they, when they're 90 years old, they're going to look back and be like, we never left the kingdom.
So I have a few thoughts on this. I agree with you that Harry has always wanted out, and she probably like awakened him to certain things, like the extreme racism that's like leveled at her for being like a biracial woman. The fact that they have to get rid of their titles, but the pedophile in the monarchy, Prince Andrew, is allowed to keep his title, and all he has to do is kind of like quietly go away and like
golf. What do you mean? Do we know Camilla? Hello? That situation? Like, there's been drama like for years, and it's crazy because Princess Diana, who, may she rest in peace, I am in love with her and always have been, and was devastated and still am. But like, look at her. She didn't do the norm, and she...
And they hated her. They had her killed.
They hated her. And look at Meghan Markle. She is her present day Princess Diana. She is stepping out.
And Harry did reference his mom in the speech.
No, she's different. Here's the thing. She is different than Princess Diana.
I wouldn't say she's present day Princess Diana.
Princess Diana got like married at 19. She didn't know what she was getting into until she realized, oh, my husband doesn't
present
really love
day
me.
Meaning doing not what's expected.
Right.
That's what I mean when I say present day Princess Diana. She is doing what she wants to do. In respect still for, I think Meghan respects Harry so much.
Oh,
yeah.
Totally.
She's not doing this because like she wants to.
And when somebody gets married to a prince, I mean, your first thought is, must be nice to be a princess. Like you're marrying because you want to be part of royalty. But this says to me that she actually loves the guy.
Oh, yeah.
Like the fact that they moved to Vancouver, they're like a real couple.
I think he saw what he always wanted in her, which was like sort of like a realness, like someone a little bit different. And I think that he, you know, remember like years ago, he wore like the Nazi symbol. Like the family is like Nazi sympathizers. Like I think he realized like, oh, this is fucked up. Like where I come from, like this isn't actually okay.
It's a fairy tale. It's like pretend. Yeah. I shouldn't say that. I say that lightly, you know.
Well, okay.
Here's
the thing. The monarchy is an institution, but it's really only based on like the people giving a shit about it and like willing to like. But I could see in like 20 years, like there being massive protests to like get rid of the monarchy. Like,
totally.
If you think about it, it is so out of step with like modern sensibilities. Like all this weird stuff.
That,
like,
you
can't have your bag on the floor. And, you can't eat after the queen eats. And you have to curtsy, and some people curtsy, and some. It's so
that's
stupid.
The fairy tale sense that it's so funny. It's not. Maybe I say that because, like, for us, can you imagine us doing? Like, no, that's the difference also between the countries. But anyway, I saw the funniest meme too. It was like, imagine when you're little, wanting to be a princess, wanting to marry a prince, like living in a castle, and then that actually coming true, and all of a sudden you're like, never mind.
Yeah, well, I think that the castles.
What?
I think it's actually kind of hellish to be in the royal family. Like, you have to follow these rules. You have to wear certain things. Yeah. The castle is like. You don't get to pick where you live. You have to live in the freaking castle.
I've seen Downton Abbey. I know what it's like in one of those castles. It is a hard life. And you really have to mind your P's and Q's.
It looks great because everyone's like, oh, you're above it. But actually, I think that it's not really that great when you're in it.
And everything you do is under a microscope. And that was proven this week when Meghan Markle, now she is in Vancouver, photographed out in the public with her dogs and her
I can't believe I missed her by a month.
So this is the picture. These are the pictures of her going. And you'll see if
that baby is big.
You see in the background, these two guys are in the background are
security.
Yeah,
of course.
It's going to cost £3 million a year. That is the portion of their life that is still being paid for by public funds. So
it
doesn't matter. She goes this far away. First of all, they moved to Vancouver partly to escape the paparazzi. I mean, that is a big reason why they moved there. And even that, they can't quite do.
It's clearly working.
Paparazzi everywhere.
They're going to be everywhere.
They're not like, let's move here. So that, no, they're even on islands.
You don't even need a paparazzi. Like, you could have me. Like, I'm in Vancouver taking, I see her.
Everyone
taking
has an iPhone.
Like,
yeah.
And you sell it to someone for so much money. Like, it's, like, everyone has a phone. You don't even really need the paparazzi.
Right.
I think people appreciate.
She's always so happy.
She is happy.
Oh, she is not happy. She's an actress.
Oh, you think she's putting
it off. True, but she's good.
She's got a smile on her face.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
I think she's probably like, oh, we're out.
She's like, I wanted. Out of the country or just outside?
We're outside.
We're out. Out of the country.
I'm free. I'm free from the grips of the queen.
Right. I mean, this must be a very hard time for them.
I believe it.
And Meghan Markle, I don't think, is like not manipulative, but my opinions towards her have softened.
Okay, he said in that clip, we've had months of conversations about this.
Oh, right. Yeah, this isn't like, oh,
who was spearheading those conversations?
Serena Williams.
Is it Serena?
So I saw this clip this morning in a press conference after she just like had a match. They asked her about that and she shut it down real quick. She goes, I'm not commenting on that. But nice try. That's what she said. And it's funny. They all started laughing because she's good friends with Meghan Markle.
She's real friends with her, yeah.
But it's funny because they even said the reporters have to ask those questions. Yeah. Okay. So they have to ask it. And it's, can you imagine Serena Williams being like, oh, yeah, let me discuss really quick about Meghan Markle and where she's moving. not about my tennis match just now, but it's funny. They're fun. They're playing around.
I think the fact that Meghan Markle and Serena Williams are actual friends, like it's not a fake PR friendship.
No.
That should tell you something about Meghan Markle's personality, because you know what Serena's like. She's very like real. Strong,
yeah.
Real.
Independent,
she gets crazy on the court and like doesn't care that people like criticize her for that.
Yeah.
And she's like a friend, like she's like actually friends with Meghan Markle.
She's
and,
also
like,
really good friends with Gigi Hadid. Serena, Serena Williams.
Interesting.
Isn't that funny?
I see that too. I think it's like, and like, do you think someone who, like imagine Serena Williams or someone who shares her like vibe being in the monarchy. Like that's insane.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. That if you put it in perspective, Meghan Markle comes from a completely different world.
Yeah.
And probably a world where it's like she doesn't think that she should have to put up with the control.
Correct.
That the queen is trying to exercise on the couple. And that's why they moved. And good for them.
Imagine if your like grandmother-in-law was like all up your ass all the time about
we have
it's
all
like Sex
seeing.
In the City. It's his mother, Bunny.
but honestly, worse because it's like legally binding.
Worse. And because Prince Harry, at least,
and they're
is more
racist.
Devoted.
Right.
Let's be honest. The family, I love Kate Middleton more than like anyone, the family is clearly racist. Like, you have a Nazi sympathizer like two generations back. You can't get that woke.
Right.
You know.
Oh, the country does not like that there is a mixed race woman.
Right, but think about the type of conversation she's exposed to.
Yeah.
Like all this backwards bullshit, like you have to hear it all the time. I can't even like fathom how she dealt with that.
I don't think they're going to be able to escape from the public eye anytime
ever.
Soon. That's the truth. I think it's going to take, I mean, if they go away for long enough, people might kind of forget about them. That's possible.
Well, I do just wish that they would be a little bit more open about their reasoning. Like, this is really, I wish they would like make a statement that's not like, oh, we're just like not doing it anymore. I wish they'd be like, we're not doing it because this reason, this reason, this reason.
Well, they still want money. They have to be careful.
They could make money, literally. I'm telling you,
from the family.
They could open up a taco truck on the street and like they would be
billionaires. Lines around the block,
Right.
But you don't know behind the scenes if they really are, if the family is, and if they make one wrong move, they're going to cut them off.
Right.
You don't know.
Yeah. Right.
We'll see.
We'll
probably be talking about this next week on At Betches because it's never going away, you guys.
Oh, this is like a year-long scandal.
It is. All right, let's talk about a scandal. We wore what? Are you kidding me?
Oh,
so
yeah.
This is a story that was covered on Betches.com last week, Friday, it came out. Barry, do you want to give us a primer on who We Wore What is, who she is?
We Wore What, Danielle Bernstein, is a blogger turned designer, businesswoman.
She's a lot of things. We've actually had her on our Wednesday Happy Hour podcast, which is out of season now, but you can still listen to the episode. I actually thought she was a great guest. She's very... something that I appreciated about her in that episode was that she's very like motivating. She's not afraid to like say, you know, kind of like really put herself out there.
Really?
In a way that.
Well, how did she get her start?
Instagram.
She was just an Instagram influencer.
Actually, no, she had
first.
A blog.
Well, yeah, yeah, that's a, okay. She did have a blog, and then it. It's
she was one of the first to market. Was.
But what do you think is appealing about her clothing? Because it's very successful.
It's her, the way she built her following, mm-hmm. and now it's her.
She positions herself in a very
and her clothing and her outfits and her photos, and she's very New York, and she
positions herself almost like a less like a Carrie Bradshaw. I think like she has this very like almost like she when I watch her stories. I sort of feel like I'm watching like the idea I had for myself as like a big time fashionista in New York right. as an adult yeah. who was like after I saw The Devil Wears Prada and I was like, oh, I want to be like that. Like I feel like she has that idea in her head and totally. It like right. never went away. Yeah. And I just picture her as the opening sequence of The Devil Wears Prada right. where they're like getting ready. That's her like whole existence.
You know, when people are scared maybe of what their followers are going to think or embarrassed or whatever when they're first starting. She wasn't, and that's what made her who she is right now. She kept going, and she didn't care what people think. Now, because if someone has such a big following, you have to care a little bit. Anyway, what happened was she has this bathing suit brand with Anya Swim, and there are all these Poshmarker people who have really built their business. That is this girl's business. She buys and sells on Poshmark.
Will you explain how a Poshmark business works?
You buy and sell. So let's say I have this shirt that I'm wearing right now that I don't want anymore, but instead of getting rid of it, I'm going to sell it because someone else could want it. They could see it and want it. But the difference between me and this girl on Poshmark is I have one shirt and a pair of jeans selling, and this girl, this is her full-time job. She goes to thrift stores. She buys stuff and then shoots them on models and sells them for a higher price on Poshmark. She made a Poshmark store. So what happened was,
and her store is pretty
successful.
She has
a lot of
right?
followers. Yes.
A lot of followers. And she has a big Instagram following too. We were what? Someone who works for Anya, that is what happened, brought a box of present samples. So not it's for a swim line that's coming out in two seasons. So it's not even like seen yet. It was an accident, quote unquote accident. Brought to a thrift store. This person who brought
this
them.
This is at least the story
correct.
That we're going with.
The
okay.
person who brought this them or dropped them off, I don't know.
But why
exactly.
do they do it?
So
if not this by accident.
I don't know. That's where it's a little fit. It wasn't an inside job. I don't know. Whatever.
But somehow this Poshmark seller ended up
she
with a ton of We Wore What swimsuits for two seasons
for
from
two
now.
Seasons from now. And so DMs started flowing, which let me just state my opinion on this because
DMs
I do see
flowing.
Both sides of this story. Uh-huh. I see both sides. Danielle's mistake, which she didn't think, obviously, this was going to blow up. Danielle's mistake right off the bat was sending this girl a DM instead of getting her lawyers involved right away. She 100% should have never sent a message. But in her defense, she didn't think this was going to happen. She thought the girl was just going to be like, oh, my God, I am sorry. Here, I'll send them back to you. That wasn't the case. The girl, a businesswoman that she is, the Poshmarker, was like, sure, I will sell them back to you for resale price. In the DMs, Danielle said, confirmed, okay, I will pay for them, whatever it is. Then it comes out, they're both on stories, crying to their fans, to their followers. I'm like, oh my God, I don't know where to look first. This is like a train wreck. So the resale price that came about was $13,000, which is a lot. But the Poshmark girl said,
"That's
I'm
like,
sorry,
okay.
I don't know her name." Instead of calling her the Poshmark girl,
let's say there's okay, $13,000. It sounds ridiculous. I actually calculated it though because
I don't
every
think it's ridiculous
suit
at all.
Is $200, which is approximately yes. how much they cost. That's only 65 bathing suits.
The detail is I don't know how many bathing suits there actually were, but the Poshmark girl said she has to pay for the model, the shoot, makeup, hair. This is her job. So she was calculating all of that. And then Danielle said, this is the part that gets everyone, the kicker. She was in talks with the CEO of Poshmark and was threatening to shut the girl's page down if she didn't give her the bathing suits back. So then the girl started going ballistic because she said, because you have the leverage to do that, that's not fair. This is my livelihood. How can you do that? And now this girl's shitting in her pants. This is her business. This is how she makes her money. And for Danielle to do that, just to
get... I don't
get,
think Danielle would have done that.
I don't know, but she also did say...
I don't think she would really have the power to do that.
I don't think so either.
She did send an email that said, I am in contact with Poshmark CEO and can get back the entire shop pulled if you put them back up. So she's basically threatening... If you
it's an open threat.
Put these out for sale.
I don't believe that she could really do that.
I don't think so either.
I think she was just saying it, which is what people do.
What would you do if the girl, she's scared. So what was the girl going to do? Which is not right.
Honestly, if I were the girl, I would have just sent them back. Like,
exactly.
I would have just sent them back because I don't think that it's like really.
Also, how much did a photo shoot cost? She didn't have the cost. I don't know. Those are the details where it's hard. We don't know. So.
Yes, I would have tried to get money for it, but like I just generally don't like believe in being like opportunistic like that,
right.
Like or like exploitative.
Karma.
Like I just think that if you had, here's what I would have like maybe said. I would have been like, I'll give you back your bathing suits, no problem. Like I'm sorry, I didn't mean for this to happen. Like I didn't realize. Would you mind promoting my shop?
Absolutely. There could have been both
sides. And I think
she
probably would have been happy to do it because she would have been like, oh, thank you for doing this without giving me like a huge hassle and making me like deal with my lawyer and all this like stress. And then they could have had like a positive relationship.
Correct.
And you can turn it into something that actually helps you without just like a definitive number of money. And then you end up like with people having these opinions about
this
you.
This girl made a highlight reel on her Instagram.
Right.
We wore what? She made a highlight reel called www. Yeah. The Poshmark
Which,
girl.
This is actually
That's
what I
crazy.
Don't like. So this girl's, I looked at her name is Jade Meyer.
Jade.
And she does have 206,000 followers on Poshmark.
Yeah,
that's a lot of followers.
It's her business.
On an e-commerce site.
People are going there to shop instead of a store. So they're going to shop.
Yeah.
So this girl thought she scored the basket with this We Wear What stuff.
I don't quite believe that that's how she got these. That's the part where I think it's a little
Danielle.
Bit strange.
Danielle doesn't believe that's where she got it either.
Right. How of all people.
I don't believe it either. You walked into the Goodwill where the guy drops it off at by chance at the same like what hour?
What sorry, really, I'm team We Wear What for that.
Every single one of them. Okay, like you got every suit, I don't buy it.
So then Danielle was calling her out too. She said, I would know where you got, like, where did you get these from? And she wouldn't answer.
She didn't say.
I thought she said Goodwill.
She didn't say where. She didn't say, that's all she said was
Goodwill. Just Goodwill.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I mean, the running theory would be that somebody who works for We Wore What took these suits and went
not
and went
We Wore
sold
What
them.
For Anya. So
Anya, sorry, but yes. But somebody who worked for Anya may have taken them to... Let's say she knows this girl, Jade. She brings it to her,
that's
says, give me
a
lump sum of money.
It was an inside job.
I agree with that.
This is a ping pong match for real.
There's probably
an intern
that was making no money and was like, give me
well,
some cash for
these
suits.
Here's the thing. That actually explains why Jade would be more exploitative about it and try to get more out of it rather than like, oh my God, it was an honest mistake. Because if it really were just like this honest happenstance mistake, you'd be like, or I don't know. Maybe I'm like, not as ruthless when it comes to these sort of things. But I'd be like, I'm so sorry. Like, I didn't mean to do this. Like, would you promote me? Like, would you be open to promoting my store?
Now, the thing that I will say is I was mostly on Jade's side in this story because, it's you know, she bought these things. Seems like fair and square to me. There's nothing that
if she
nefarious
really did,
about it. And even
if
she did, it's like she's just selling some swimsuits, right? But then when
the shadiness
asked, when Danielle asks her how much, just tell me how much I'll pay you, and she says $13,000, that to me feels like highway robbery.
Well,
that's
okay,
a lot of money.
Assuming it really, if it really was around like 60 swimsuits, like $13,000, $200 a swimsuit is the actual like retail value.
Right, but like that's crazy that she's giving it to the designer herself for resale value. Like they're her bathing suits. What do you mean?
I know.
That's a dick move.
Yeah. The part to me, because I don't think a lot of people are sympathetic to Danielle in this situation. She comes off as the villain.
I actually am sympathetic to her. And it's not like I'm like, oh, her number one like fan or like I'm not like a Danielle stan or anything.
Yeah,
but like,
no.
I actually am sympathetic to her because I think that like, I think she got screwed. And then if you're in that kind of situation, when you're the one who's like in the more powerful quote unquote position, you can't, there's nothing you can do that's not going to make you look bad.
Right.
Because you're in the powerful position.
But then it's like, did this girl throw out that number because she was like, oh, this girl will pay me whatever I ask her. But that's not right. She took advantage of her. But at the same time, Danielle, what the shitty thing for her is that she, Anya's the one that made the mistake, but Danielle's the face of it. So that's what sucks.
And she also claimed that some of these swimsuits that were already posted on the Poshmark are looks that are not actually going to be released. Therefore, it's kind of hurtful to the brand to have those out
there.
I understand. I think that makes sense. And if this was, let's just say
their designs
Ralph,
that got cut.
Ralph Lauren or something, and some of their designs got you know, sold to some Poshmark account, their lawyers would immediately get in touch and send a cease and desist and say, we'll pay you for what they're worth, and it would be taken care of, and there would be no villain in the situation. But this thing got out, and I, quite frankly, it's pretty juicy, and I kind of loved it.
I know, same.
So that's for We Wore What. We'll be tracking it. It may continue to develop. We don't know how this thing's going to turn out.
Let's be team players here. Follow both accounts.
What's the Poshmark account called?
The Poshmark account is called Ornamental Store. Interesting. Has 206,000 followers, and her Instagram is called Fashion Without Trashin.
Okay, could use a stronger name
in there about how like the Trashin is like that she found the in the trash.
Yeah, well, she doesn't find things in the trash; she buys them from interns. Okay, next topic, guys. I want to quickly touch on the Senate impeachment trial that starts today. Oh, Sammy. Okay,
Sammy, so that's all you.
Sammy, give us just. I just want to understand how it's going
to
work.
Okay, so most important thing to understand: President Trump was already impeached. So we're calling an impeachment trial, but the Republicans would like you to think that the impeachment has not happened. It already happened. This trial is whether he should be removed from office. But because the Republicans have 54 seats in the Senate and the Democrats have 50 minus 4, whatever, the leader of the Senate is Mitch McConnell, who sets the rules. And he's basically setting, he already set the rules so that there will be 12-hour days that start at 1 p.m. So this impeachment trial is going to be airing from the hours of noon to 3 in the morning because there's 2-hour breaks.
So this is a marathon.
So this is a marathon meant so that no one will see what's happening. Uh-huh. The second thing is that they are not allowing witnesses. There are no witnesses allowed to testify.
Very sketchy. Interesting. Yeah. Right.
Interesting. The point is that this is a sham trial. So, yeah.
Got it.
And then the last thing is that they are not allowing any evidence from the House, which is where the impeachment happened, unless the Senate votes that the evidence is allowed. And all the Republicans are going to vote that it's not allowed. So basically, we're having a trial. Yeah. No witnesses, no evidence. And most of the arguments are going to be occurring at like hours that no one can watch.
Interesting.
I anticipate this will be over very quickly because there's no, what's the content of the trial?
Something I did not
and
know.
And senators don't ask questions. It's basically like these, like the lawyers for Trump or the impeachment managers who are like Democrats from the House, they just like make arguments, but it's just going to be them talking and no one even gets to question them. There's no witnesses. There's no anything. So it is essentially a sham trial. And you can find out more at the Betches Up podcast or email.
And get on that newsletter.
Get on it.
Newsletter is so funny. Elise,
oh yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
It's so I get it every day in my inbox.
They're funny.
It's fantastic.
Absurd. Go to betches.co/subsignup to get the email.
Sorry to go from politics back to this nonsense, but we have a We Were What update.
Oh, do we now?
In the flesh, they met this morning. Oh, finally met Jade and had a heart to heart and came up with a fair resolution. Here they are on her story.
And this is what you were talking about, Sammy.
They should have just done that from the beginning.
They should have done it from the
beginning. It turns into a feel-good story.
Wow. So she like invited her over to her apartment.
Nice.
She invited Jade over. Is that what happened?
Something like that. This is the first and last time they're going to see each other.
That was the track down that we owed you guys. Yeah. That was it.
Yeah. So now you know how it ended. You didn't even have to wait till next week.
You don't have to wait.
We'll have better topics.
So yeah, again, make sure you listen Thursday to the Betches Up podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Do you want to talk about the clown of the week?
Just our last quickie.
Yes.
Quickie set.
Clown of the week this week, you guys, is Max Boynes of Vanderpump Rules.
A new cast member.
There are two new cast members this season.
Three, but two of which got.
Two of which, it turns out, are racist assholes, according to
Betches.com. What did they say?
So people somehow went back and found. I don't know
how the producers
of Vanderpump Rules didn't know about this before, but they went back and found tweets from these guys using the N-word repeatedly, saying overtly racist things.
God, like, I'm sorry. If you, it's not on the same scale as Aaron Hernandez, but if you're handed something like this, mm-hmm. why don't you go back and check and make sure your slate is cleared. Like, just don't do anything stupid.
Well, just delete your entire Twitter before you go on a reality show. I think that's the lesson.
People are gonna look.
Yeah, but this guy
and find it.
This guy Max Boynes. Now, he was 19 when he did it, but it's not really an excuse. He came out and said the N-word was his favorite word. Yeah. He wished that he was allowed to say it more often, and he used it repeatedly.
And he's a white kid, I assume.
He's a white kid.
Yeah. So now working in West Hollywood. Yeah. Okay.
Lisa Vanderpump has
Where'd he come from? No one comes from West Hollywood.
What's his hometown?
Where's his origin?
I don't know.
I don't know. Or care, really.
No, I'm interested. I'm interested, like, what raised that?
We're gonna have to figure that out.
I can't
believe
they made the decision to finally open up this cast and make it bigger after this many years of it being such a good show and just having these idiots.
I'm actually not surprised. I think it kind of is par for the course. Like, yeah. I mean, you have Leon Locken, you have the whole thing.
Yeah, but that's Housewives. This is Vanderpump. Yeah, it's so strong.
Yeah, but it's all the same humans are producing the shows.
I know.
So this is not, they're probably not going to be coming back for next season, but they've already filmed this entire season. So yeah. We will be seeing more of Max.
Maybe they will say racist things on the season and this is all just part of like, that's who they are.
Wouldn't that be perfectly on brand for that group?
It would be.
I mean, like,
it's actually pretty interesting. The main cast is like pretty not race, like from what I've seen, they're very like open.
No, I think it's a relatively tolerant show. Yeah. They definitely push a lot of like gay rights.
It is a tolerant.
Transgender all from different rights. Backgrounds. They're all
that's,
for.
That's what's disappointing is because it is a tolerant show,
right? Mm-hmm.
And like then you get these people on it, and they're like not.
You know who has zero tolerance for that? The queen herself.
Lisa Vanderpump. Right. The real queen.
I was like, Queen Elizabeth?
No, the real queen.
Queen Elizabeth would be like, it's fine. Don't worry about it. We'll just hide him somewhere.
She doesn't stand for that garbage.
Yeah, she doesn't.
That is our clown of the week. We're not here for it.
No, bye, Max. Here. Thank you for coming.
Well, thank you both for coming. You guys, this was a great time.
Yeah.
I had a great time.
Sammy, so people can hear you on Diet Starts Tomorrow.
And the Betches Sup.
And the Betches Sup podcast. And as we said, this week's episode of Betches Brides.
Oh, right. But I'm not always on Brides. Just this week.
And Barry, thank you again for being here. Thanks to myself because I'm the one who's producing this episode of the podcast.
Thank you, Sean.
So now we're going to go and put it out. Please go rate, review, and subscribe. Give us your feedback on this episode. Tell us what you think.
Yeah, DM me. Let us know what you think.
Mm-hmm. DM me too.
We are taking the feedback.
Shop on shopbetches.com. Yeah, let me know what you guys want to see.
Yeah, right. We'll make you stuff.
We'll make you stuff. That's right.
We will make you stuff.
All right. Until next week, that was At Betches.
This is At Betches.
Thanks, guys. Have a good week.
Bye.
Betches.